Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
As we have purposed and planned to broadcast this edition of Moments Inspiration, we are aware that this is the last program we will produce in this calendar year. We are concluding another 52 programs in a full calendar year. Once again, we feel very privileged to be sharing the gospel message and Christian encouragement to so very many places around the world. We want to, first of all, give God the praise for all that He has done and does throughout the world, using His people to minister to others who do not know the hope that is to be found in having Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All we do is because of what God does through us. We are blessed to be chosen to do His great work in this world. We will continue to thank Him for this special place of service in His spiritual and eternal kingdom. Jesus is our King, and He rules in our hearts. We want everyone who hears from us to know the wonderful blessings that Jesus gives to all who answer His loving and gracious invitation. May the Lord bless each of you who are faithful listeners as we close out this calendar year in just a few days. We will look forward to sharing our programs along with you as long as the Lord gives us opportunity. We want to thank each and every one who has shared their words of encouragement with us. And with the strength of the Lord, we will continue His great work and pray that it will bear much fruit.
He leads me.
By thy grace, the victory's won. He never.
Moses spoke to God's people just before he died. He said, "This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him." When Joshua was about to die, he addressed the people with these words, "Fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The apostles set before the facts about Jesus to the world. They began and they declared with this truth, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Peter and John testified about faith in Jesus Christ, saying, "God has fulfilled what he had foretold through the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." I share these statements to bring to light that God has created us with free will choice. If all things were predestined, then there would be no reason for any of these things to have been spoken. But the truth of the matter is that God created us with free will that we might choose God. Adam and Eve were given the choice when living in the Garden of Eden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was in the garden, and they had the choice to obey the command of God and not eat of it. The record tells us of how they ate of the forbidden fruit, and it was their choice. The Bible goes on to tell about the frustration of Cain when he did not bring a sacrifice to God as had been ordained. God had rejected his offering. Abel brought an acceptable offering to the Lord, and because of this, Cain was dealing with making a choice. And God speaks to him about it. He told Cain that all he had to do was to choose to do the right thing, and all would be well. But instead, his jealousy and his anger led Cain to rise up and kill his brother Abel. Cain made the choice to become a murderer. Jesus has set before us the choice of living by faith in him as the Son of God and Savior of the world, or denying him and his lordship. The scriptures are full of illustrations for Christians about making his choice, our choice, to serve God, living according to God's word, or making the choice to live by the desires of this world. The Apostle Paul shares some list of living according to this sinful nature. And listen to his list. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, orgies, and the like. He also wrote this list of wicked deeds: neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. The fact is that no one has to live in these ways. It's a choice. The murderer does not have to commit murder. It is a choice that is made. The liar does not have to tell his lies. It is a free will choice. The sexual sins, including those of premarital sex, adultery, and the perversions of the natural desires that God created, are chosen by those who commit such sins. And the Bible is true. It is the word that defines man's conscience. We either defile it by fleshly and worldly desires such as have been listed, or we choose to live under the guidance of God's righteous calling. Paul wrote to believers and followers of Christ, and he says, "Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. You must rid yourselves of all such things, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to one another. And the apostle then shares some things that the Christian should choose to do instead of these earthly things. He says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He tells us that living by the Spirit of God means that we will be blessed to have the following attributes: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All this is a choice that each individual makes. The gospel of Jesus Christ is an invitation to choose to live by faith in Him and to live under His commands. And we all have free will. We make our choice. I would pray that this message will fall upon the ears of those who need to know that the sinful lifestyles are not normal. They are not acceptable to the God who gives us life. They are not something that cannot be changed. Jesus came that we all may have life and have it in abundance. Moses would say that we should choose life. Joshua would tell us to make the choice to serve the Lord. And Jesus would say, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. So, today, choose life in Jesus Christ the Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.